Now we have Bogus Bryson reading a crossover between Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog and How I Met Your Mother.
A new story! I am a huge How I Met Your Mother fan, but this is my second fanfiction using the characters. Enjoy!
New York. Different from L.A. Or that's what Billy thought as he looked outside the window of a yellow taxi. The raindrops left trails of water down the window as it was a stormy summer day in the large city. Billy pulled out a piece of paper. He peeled it open, revealing a photo of Penny taken from behind a bush. He sighed as the taxi pulled up in front of a large apartment building. The young man stepped out after paying the taxi driver the fare, his brown hooded jumper getting soaked by the heavy rain that fell from the gray sky. A man wearing a black suit, white shirt, and striped tie leaned against the doorframe. Billy glanced at the man. "Barney?" he asked. The man nodded. "Little brother, about time you showed up." He smirked and watched his little brother struggle with the luggage. Barney never liked Billy. Ever since Billy destroyed his dinosaurs in first grade, they would always start fights.
"My flight got delayed," Billy grumbled as he pulled his heavy luggage up the stairs.
Barney rolled his eyes and helped Billy with the suitcases. Billy suddenly snatched the suitcase off him in an instant.
"No, this one's personal," he hissed and stormed up the stairs, making Barney blink rapidly.
He walked up the stairs, following his little brother.
"So, this is my apartment. Make yourself home and all that."
Barney opened his door to reveal a large, fancy apartment with an flat-screen TV. Billy looked around. A small woe escaped him.
"How did you afford all of this?" he asked, turning his brother.
"I have a job," Barney leashed out, making Billy look down.
Barney pointed. "There's your room." The little brother nodded and stumbled towards his room. He sighed and jumped on his bed, looking up at the ceiling.
24 hours earlier.
"I need to leave, Moist," Dr. Horrible grumbled. "The League is after me."
"Why are they after you?"
Moist asked as he stepped into the room with two cups of coffee in his hands.
"I haven't been to the meetings. I really hate the League," he grumbled, drinking the coffee that was handed to him.
"I just need to escape. Escape everything."
He looked down and sighed.
"If you want, I got contacts in Boston," Moist offered.
Dr. Horrible shook his head in response.
"No."
"What about your brother?"
"Barney? That womanizer?" he growled. "I hate him so much. He stole my girlfriend in first grade, so I destroyed his dinosaurs,"
he shouted in victory.
"But you have no choice. Maybe start a new life with him. Dr. Horrible in New York," Moist started.
"He does know you're Dr. Horrible, right?"
"No."
Moist cursed.
"Just hide it from him. The Big Apple, Doc. You will be able to cause so much mayhem, especially with that shrink ray you've been working on," he stated.
"Yeah, New York."
A smirk formed on his lips as he picked up his phone. Barney grabbed his ringing phone.
"Yo,"
he answered.
"Hey, Barney, it's me, Billy."
"What do you want?" he growled as he drank his scotch.
"I need to start a new life. Any chance I will be able to stay with you in New York?"
A growl escaped the man in the suit.
"All right. Mum would have wanted it."
"Good. I will be there tomorrow."
He hung up and started to pack his things, including his shrink ray.
"Thanks for the reviews on the first chapter. I took some advice and tried to slow down the plot and be more descriptive with my writing. Thanks again!"
Barney walked into the room, glancing on his resting brother. Billy looked at him as he turned on a light.
"I'm going to the bar," he stated as he glared at Billy.
"Don't touch anything."
He spun around and walked out.
"Perfect."
Billy smirked as he opened his suitcase, revealing his old white lab coat. He never liked the red coat that was given to him by the League. Neither did his viewers, if he had any. Dr. Horrible was forced to give up his video blog as soon as he was accepted into the League, as he always had a thing with revealing secret information onto the internet. He stripped off his jumper and cargo pants before changing into his Dr. Horrible coat. He placed his goggles on his wrinkled forehead and released his trademark evil laugh.
"Dr. Horrible is back!"
He grinned and pulled out his laptop. The sound of the laptop starting up broke the silence as Dr. Horrible placed it on a wooden desk. He pulled out his beloved shrink ray from the suitcase. The screen light reflected off his goggles as he set up the webcam for his first post.
"Good evening, world," he started his blog with shrink ray in hand. "You may be wondering why I haven't been posting. The League stopped me," he growled. "They stopped me from having my own blog. So I quit. I quit the League and moved to a new location in New York," he laughed, showing his shrink ray. "My shrink ray is almost finished. Just have to get it working again. I think the X-ray in the airport must have messed up the trigger system."
He held his head. "That's it for now. I need to get working. Peace."
He switched off the camera and started to fix his ray.
Barney stepped into the bar. The usual group of five greeted him as he stumbled towards the booth. "Hey, Barney," greeted Robin. Her smile would usually bright up Barney's day, but not today. "Hey, Robin," Barney greeted. "And guys." He sat down with an whiskey in hand, visibly depressed. "What's the matter?" Ted asked, looking at the depressed Barney with tired eyes. A sigh escaped Barney. "It's my stupid brother. He needs a new start, so..." He paused. "I let him stay at my apartment." "Wait, you have a brother?" Ted replied. Barney never spoke of Billy. He thought Billy would cramp his style, or so he thought. "Didn't I tell you?" They all shook their heads at Barney's question. Lily spoke up.
"No, you haven't mentioned anything about your brother. What's his name?"
"Billy. He looks just like me. We could be twins, but he's a few years younger than me."
"That's so sweet that you're helping your brother," Robin spoke up. The rest nodded in agreement. "How come you're so depressed about that?"
"He broke my dinosaurs." Ted started to laugh.
"What? Are you serious?"
Barney glared at the laughing man.
"What? That's pathetic, Barney! You don't hate your brother because they broke your toys!"
Lily lashed out.
"You should go home and apologize to your brother for being such an idiot!"
The group looked over at Lily. She sank into her seat.
"Sorry, it's just I'm really sensitive about family issues."
"I seriously think he is not my brother." "Why?" Marshall asked. "We look the same, but that's the only thing we have in common. I like banging girls. He hasn't had the guts to talk to a girl. I'm loud and he is way too shy," Barney explained and took a sip out of his whiskey.
"Still, apologize to the poor boy. He must think you hate him."
Lily put her hand on his shoulder and smiled. "All right." Barney finished his whiskey and left the bar.
Okay. It was a striped tie, it was a striped tie.
A strip tie, yes.
And he hooked his head in response, not whatever you said. You added a so in there too, but other than that, it was good. I thought you did a good job with it.
Yeah. I liked your voices. I liked your reading on the dialogue is what I meant to say. Not your voices. You didn't really do voices per se. You just characterized.
That's why it was good.
Yes, yes. I don't know. I enjoyed this. Some of the narrations you spoke a little fast on.
Yeah.
It
was a little quick, but it was still good.
Yeah.
It wasn't like so quick you couldn't hear what he was saying.
Right.
You couldn't. Yeah, it was good. I liked it.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't have anything much to say. It was good. What do you want from me, Tregatry?
We don't really have much to say when things are, you know, good.
Not considering, like, especially tonight when, like, some people did such a bad job earlier.
Mm-hmm.
There's not much to say about a good one.
Yeah, we don't have to try very hard because the bar was set so low.
Yeah. So, good job. I'm done.